In the Supreme Court majority opinion, the justices say the government is not providing businesses with the least restrictive means of providing the health service that would also help them avoid violating their religious beliefs. The court goes on to say that the government has already developed a less restrictive plan, the one it's offering to religious nonprofits like Notre Dame. Under that exemption, the organization can provide a form to an insurance company stating their opposition to providing contraceptives, and instead of billing the university, the insurance company will bill the federal government directly. IU Maurer School of Law professor Daniel Conkle says that suggests the alternative the federal government is giving to Notre Dame is okay.
Conversely, I need to emphasize that the Supreme Court, as is customary, explicitly states we're not reaching that issue. In other words, we're not resolving the Notre Dame and comparable cases now.
The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against Notre Dame in February, and Conkle says it's too early to tell whether the Supreme Court will take up the Notre Dame or a similar case. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Gretchen Frazee.